World Bank President Robert Zoellick said the bank will boost its lending by $100 billion during the next 3 years, noting that the economic crisis has forced as many as 90 million people back into extreme poverty.
There is a widespread recognition that the world faces an unprecedented economic crisis. Poor people could suffer the most, and that we must continue to act in real time to prevent a human catastrophe.
The 24-nation World Bank Steering Committee, called the Development Committee, was headed by Mexico's finance minister, Agustin Carstens.
The financial crisis is turning into a human and development calamity. Many people have already been driven into absolute poverty.
The World Bank is providing Mexico with $200 million in loans to help it deal with the recent swine flu outbreak. Earlier, the Steering Committee for the International Monetary Fund announced that it is implementing recommendations of the leaders of major advanced and developing economies, the G20, giving the IMF more resources to help member nations in financial distress. The World Bank and the IMF are owned by their 185 member nations. The IMF is also being assigned a strengthened role to monitor financial markets, a move intended to forestall further financial crises. The bank and the fund are speeding up procedures that will give rising developing countries like China and India a greater say in the two Washington-based financial institutions. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.